Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Mark with you.
And Dale.
And we've been, you know, taking your calls all evening long, talking about the Iowa straw poll results, talking about civil disobedience, military spending. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go straight into the calls, Dale.
Okay.
This is Sean in Florida. Sean?
How you gentlemen doing?
Everything's great. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, I heard you made a comment earlier about the fair tax. And as I heard that, I was thinking, well, you know, I mean, what's so great about the fair tax compared to the Federal Reserve? I mean, isn't the Federal Reserve, I know the fair tax is the flat tax. But
the fair tax isn't entirely a flat tax. The fair tax is more of a VAT. It's a value-added tax that is a user-end paid tax on consumption, as opposed to the flat tax, which is an income-based tax.
I've seen some very good critiques of it, too. And the way it's sold to people to make it sound better than it really is, there's some really good critiques of it. And some of that disturbs me a little bit, just in the sense that people are being told one thing, and then the reality of it is probably different than what they're expecting.
Yeah, the big thing that fascinates me about that is that the Federal Reserve is something that's absolutely inescapable, the inflation tax. Nobody can escape that, that's using dollars.
Pretty close, yeah.
So, I mean, if there was ever a perfect tax, you know, for a statist. I mean,
it's literally like the money in your pocket dropping in value. And it just, you know, it's sneaking it right out of your pocket. Doesn't matter if you've got cash stashed away, they're still taking it.
The one thing I'd like to point out, that it's not the Federal Reserve's inflation of the currency, by that I mean printing more money, that is really immoral here. What's immoral is the United States federal government's over-enforcement of counterfeit laws in the form of not allowing other people to start competing currencies, and legal tender laws, which force people to take dollars as payment. I don't think that's a big problem. I think most people take dollars as payment. I certainly will. But what's really a problem is that you can't compete. Like the Liberty Dollar, for instance, was a, you know, they created a currency called the Liberty Dollar. Don't think the dollar is a term that's just used by the United States government either. There are Canadian dollars and Australian dollars. So, you know, just using this term dollar doesn't mean that that it's counterfeit. But they convicted these people of counterfeiting when their coins and bills looked nothing like U.S. federal currency.
The Liberty Dollar was an atrocity, but I let's look at the upside of the Liberty Dollar case.
Okay.
Which also runs parallel with the upside of tax protesters and sovereigns and every other free man movement for the past 30 years. By the federal government, essentially the federal government was put into a box to make its arguments, and it made its arguments on paper. So now counterfeiting the dollar has been defined, and that's the box that they're in. So now if people want to make coinage in triangles and not use the symbols of the United States intellectual property, then they're outside of the box.
Makes a certain amount
of
sense.
This is the evolution of you know, the beauty of legal arguments.
Agreed, but I will point out that as legal arguments age, they get less valid. For instance, there's all kinds of arguments to be had from, you know, the Supreme Court, that one could argue that we have freedoms in this area and freedoms in that area that are just not respected at all anymore.
I don't disagree with that, but on the other side of the coin, the more and more there is a steady evolution of, you know, as government brings new arguments and new areas forth, and they're forced to define things, you know, that definition is going to have a lifespan with it.
I agree. I'm with you. If somebody would pop in and do something like the Liberty Dollar right now, and there is the American Currency Exchange or something like that is doing something like that, but if they'd pop in and do something just like the Liberty Dollar now, and if they made, you know, I think they can, you know, those 1-ounce bars of of silver. They essentially look like a little credit card of silver. If,
sure.
if they used those instead of round coins or coin-shaped things, I guess they call them rounds. If they used those, then you know that would certainly throw off. At that point, it'd be very difficult for the federal government to make the argument that they're trying to represent themselves as currency. I think you're right about that.
Just don't use any alleged United States intellectual property, like the dollar sign or similar shapes or other symbols.
Gotcha.
And I think you're kosher. You're talking about money. I mean, I'm writing a book since I got ejected from Montpaul Forums from being too anarchist. but I money is one of these things that I've been writing about, actually, and it's kind of interesting. Currency seems to be where the definition of money gets obscured. Because money, in its simplest form, is just that which extinguishes debt. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, because if you take something like the Book of Revelations, where it talks about the world being consumed by fire, we can say that sin is dead or sin is fire, right? It puts a whole new perspective on things like this. You know, but money is like water to fire. That's really all it is. And then currency, money is a concept of the mind. It's like property.
Okay.
It doesn't really have a physical manifestation, okay? Currency is the physical manifestation of money. Currency is the actual, you know, currency that can extinguish debt is money. Currency that cannot extinguish debt is a debt instrument. So
that's interesting. And since the Federal Reserve note is in fact an instrument of debt, meaning that the United States government takes out Treasury bonds, and when they do that, they borrow the money. The Federal Reserve makes a consummate amount, a commensurate amount of Federal Reserve notes to fulfill that loan that essentially the government has asked for. So these are really debt notes.
Well, it's a debt instrument. I mean, it starts with your paycheck. You get a paycheck, a check. I mean, if you look at the definitions of a check has three parties. It has certain other legal distinctions. A check is an order to pay. So you go to the bank that it's drawn on. It's been ordered to pay. And, you know, they pay you in legal tender, which is a Federal Reserve promissory note. And then you look up the definition of a promissory note, and you know, a promissory note has two parties, and it has other, you know, certain properties that makes a promissory note a promissory note. The common theme here is that there's an obligation to fulfill, like legal tender. Legal tender is just an obligation to pay an immediate of an exchange that can be, like, fulfilled or redeemed.
Okay.
So, you know, the magic of the Federal Reserve is obviously the Federal Reserve Act says the obligation to fulfill is not with the Federal Reserve System. It's with the Secretary of the Treasury.
So what's the solution
the
here?
Obligation.
What's the solution, Sean?
Oh, well, Ron Paul has I mean, you already hit it, and Ron Paul talks about it. I mean, you know, the first step is to allow competing currencies and repeal legal tender laws.
Great. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Okay, you have a good evening.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sounds good.
You know, that's all I can come up with at this point is, you know, the federal government does so much bad stuff. Many people will say being involved in politics is immoral because you're involved in an organization that does immoral things. And I'll admit that people are fallible, and to cast a vote for a fallible individual certainly is wrought with consequences. But when you have, you know, the option of voting for one far less soiled politician over the ones that don't even seem sorry about being soiled, you know, for me, that it's the best I can do is to try to protect as many people as I possibly can. Free Talk Live.
I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't let me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, the SACL toll-free line. You can give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about. We've been all over the board this evening. Please, take a moment to go to amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program is a program that we have put together in order to give listeners things that they want, like, well, a commercial-free podcast, a forum with which they can talk to other amplifiers, an amplifier toll-free line where they can call in and to the show and on a special phone line. Go find out about it at amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask for is $3 a month. We use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It doesn't go to paychecks or anything like that. It's the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com, and it's particularly useful right now when Free Talk Live, well, our main host is in jail and could be there for a while, and we've got to pay for the things that he does during the day when we're not on the air. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
So if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you are, and you're feeling really inspired by the things you're hearing on this show and by activism, like the kind of stuff that Ian is doing right now, and the other stuff that you've heard us talking about on the show, then it's time to move to New Hampshire. Mark and Ian and I and a number of the other people, most of the other co-hosts you hear on the show, all moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're all moving to one place to focus our efforts. Go to freestateproject.org to find out more.
It's a great project and seems to be working quite well. I've got an article here that has been kind of piqued my curiosity today. It's from WashingtonPost.com. Army suicide set record in July. Now, I know that not every reason that any person in the military would commit suicide is because of the United States foreign policy, but I would have to think that it would have some level of effect. You know, there's people that feel like it's impossible for them to leave their job. They don't like their job for some reason, and that might cause somebody to commit suicide.
That's got to be a big part of it.
It seems like talking about feeling trapped.
I mean, if you talk to someone who's considering suicide, that you're going to hear a lot about feelings of being trapped, of having no options. You know,
people could leave the military if they felt like it, but they often don't know what their options are, and they certainly aren't told their options by the government. The U.S. Army suffered a record 32 suicides in July, the most since it began releasing the monthly figures. A higher number of deaths represents a setback for the Army, which has put a heavy focus on reducing suicides in the recent years. The number includes 22 active duty soldiers and 10 reservists. The previous record was 31 from June 2010. Army officials cautioned that investigations are underway in most of the deaths to confirm the exact cause. Every suicide represents a tragic loss, says General Peter Ciaranelli, the vice chief of staff of the Army, and said in a written statement, while a high number of potential suicides in July is discouraging, we are confident our efforts have had a positive impact. Over the past several years, the Army has launched a major effort to institute a new training to improve soldiers' ability to bounce back from stress and setbacks in combat in their personal lives. It's hired hundreds of mental health and substance abuse counselors that has launched a push to convince soldiers that seeking help for mental health problems will not have a negative impact on their careers. The Army has an anti-suicide program. I mean, that's this.
It's sad that they feel a need to do that. I mean, that's the
nature of their job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't let people leave that want to leave. You're going to receive all kinds of terrible bad marks for doing it. I mean, if they would just employ people in the way that other businesses employ people.
Well, I mean, I
wouldn't have these problems.
That's reflective of the nature of the organization, and I think so many people have just taken that as a given. This, oh, well, yeah, of course it sucks to be in the military. That's why they have to make it so you can't leave.
Right. And
think about that.
This is truly the case. They pretty much, I understand why they have to have this, why they feel they have to have this contract that doesn't allow people to leave, or at least they think that they can't leave. But they wouldn't let any other business do this, and it just kind of speaks to the nature of the business and how crappy the job is. People go into it because they don't feel like they have options, and that it'll provide them with an education and stuff like that. They don't realize how little they get paid.
If you're in a crushing economy and you haven't been able to get a job and you're young and you don't have education and you don't have a skill set, and you know, it's you will feel like you don't have much choice.
And no doubt that many youngsters go in because they don't feel like they have much choice, and then once they get in there, perhaps it's not all they can't be all they wanted to be.
Sure is hyped up to be really exciting, and there's all these video games that show you getting to do exciting things and use really cool equipment and blow up bad guys who are very clearly evil. And there's all kinds of hype around the military, and certainly the promotional ads that I've been seeing in front of movies and things like that. You go to a movie lately, have you noticed there's like music videos now?
Yeah,
they have like bands singing while there's military stuff happening on the screen, and there's an awful lot of hype around it.
Well, what job is closest to an action movie, right? I mean, almost a lot of those action movies are sort of military based in the first place, so it's a perfectly good, sensible place for them to advertise. But you know, they're selling a bill of goods, in my opinion. The service has also tapped the National Institute of Mental Health to conduct a 5-year, $50 million study and statistical analysis of suicide in the Army. A $50 million study of numbers they already have.
It takes that much money to analyze numbers you already have?
An effort that includes surveys, data mining, medical testing.
I can tell them without $50 million.
Right.
I'll get just for $1,000. I'll tell you, make it so people can leave.
Yeah, that would be the first biggest step to
How about this? Don't destroy their sense of compassion for other people so that they won't be reluctant to pull the trigger and kill other people.
Yeah.
There's some basic destruction of humanity.
All I can remember is this Iraqi war vet talking about his commanding officer offering to his little company or whatever a week's furlough or something like that when they got back to the States for the first person who got a bayonet kill in Iraq.
Wow.
Now, try to imagine the point of a bayonet kill in 2005. What's the point of that?
To turn you into an animal.
That's exactly what the purpose is.
To inspire your sense of aggressive animal behavior.
Yeah, I mean, it's sick. It's absolute sickness. Offering a week's furlough to somebody, I mean, it might have been a free week or weekend or something like that. I may have that fact wrong. To somebody for a bayonet kill? Ugh, it's disgusting. This general here, meanwhile, has devoted hundreds of hours to studying the suicide problem. It's possible links to post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, I wonder.
Just comical to me because everyone, you know, any common sense person knows. You know, other than a really young person who's seen nothing but video games and music videos,
they think that they have the soul of a killer. You know, I think that young people can act in more sociopathic ways than people as they get older. But it's certainly they're by no means the only ones who can do it. So far, efforts have not resulted in a significant change in the suicide rate in the Army. Over the first 7 months of 2011, 160 active duty reserve soldiers have committed suicide, which is about on par with the number of troops taking their own lives during the same months in 2009-2010. There are more deaths from suicide in the Army than there are from on battlefield casualties. It's sick.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783. 207-989-6783. Or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, much more. Many of the, you know, all the name brands, they've got the big name brands, they've got some bargain basement prices. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and operated. They're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Good folks over there at ManVentureOutpost.com. Dale, you had an article you wanted to share. Just wanted you to pull it up here. We've covered the Army suicide situation.
Yeah, I thought this is interesting. You know, earlier in the show we were talking about activism and civil disobedience and things like that. And in Keene before, we've dealt with activism about having cameras in public places and such. And this struck me as striking the core of freedom, because it's getting into like freedom of speech and freedom to assemble. In San Francisco, they had a cell phone shutdown. I guess I found out you can cut off the reception inside the BART stations.
So these BART subways?
Yeah, it's the rapid transit in San Francisco.
Did you live in San Francisco? No, you lived in L.A.
L.A.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't live in California, but
I've been up to San Francisco a few times, but.
So are these underground?
I believe so. Okay. And I guess they retransmit cell phone
signals.
That's
probably
so that you have
what I'm guessing is that they have their own little cell phone transmission things that are inside. Because once you get, you know, you can't even get good cell phone reception inside of a metal building, let alone put, 3 feet of earth between you and it. Then you're not getting anything.
Right. This is on Breitbart. It says safety issue or hint of Orwell. And it says an illegal Orwellian violation of free speech rights, or just a smart tactic to protect train passengers from rowdy would-be demonstrators during a busy evening commute. So the question resonated Saturday in San Francisco and beyond as details emerged of Bay Area Rapid Transit officials' decision to cut off underground cell phone service for a few hours at several stations Thursday. Commuters at stations from downtown to near the city's main airport were affected as BART officials sought to tactically thwart a planned protest over the recent fatal shooting of a 45-year-old man by transit police. There seemed to be a lot of protests and angry reactions yep. to police violence lately. And I'm sure a lot of this has to do with the fact that we're seeing it more now.
I would
a lot of it's been caught on camera.
Right, and it seems like police departments around the nation want to do whatever they can to keep people from videotaping them. To me, it's an amazing thing, but it's happening more and more and more. People are being charged with videotaping law enforcement. They'll use wiretapping laws and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and it's because there's so many videos that are coming out of cops doing things that are shocking and horrifying. There was a video from Greenfield, Massachusetts, where some woman takes a video of a cop that beats a man to blind, actually partially blind in one eye, with his flashlight. And as a result, there's three other cops that are standing around. They put this video, goes up. These cops just stood around, which says to me that these guys, I mean, did this cop that beat this guy up get lucky and just happened to be with the three other cops that wouldn't say anything and are bigots too? Is that what happened? Or is this a culture of violence? Is this a culture of, sort of believing that you can do whatever you want and get away with it? Because that's what I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Even the stuff that is getting caught on camera, there's so much of it. And you have to wonder. They're not doing it all the time. They could possibly only be doing it in places where they're being caught on camera. I mean,
right.
I would think.
It seems like these violent cops are giving the other 5 or 10% a bad, the 5 or 10% of the good cops a bad name.
Yeah. It's like there are a few bad apples giving the other 5% a bad name. Exactly. I think Adam Koresh said that, right?
Something like that. Kokesh.
But Kokesh, thank you.
I'm not sure who gets credit for it, but I have heard it said around.
That's the last I heard it said. So for now, that's the best credit I can get.
I don't believe intellectual property.
One of the board members apparently was shocked by it.
Yes.
So she said, "I'm shocked that they didn't think about the implications of this. We really don't have the right to be this type of censor." This is Lynette Sweet. She serves on BART's board of directors. "In my opinion, we've let the actions of a few people affect everybody, and that's not fair."
She's right about that.
Wow, she's actually rejecting collectivism. That's pretty good, you know. That's a rare thing.
It's surprising.
Similar questions of censorship have arisen in recent days as Britain's government put the idea of curbing social media services on the table in response to several nights of widespread looting and violence in London and other English cities.
Yeah, this is happening too.
You guys talked about this on the show, I remember.
Right, and it seems like there's unrest going on around the globe. Obviously there's the Arab Spring going on. The United States has been on the right side and the wrong side of this issue, and it depends on the country and how much they happen to like that particular leader. I don't know whether it's payoffs or what it is that they're getting, but it's in London. It's going on in London now. It's gone to the English speaking world. I don't know. It seems like people are upset. It seems like they know that they're not being served. I don't think that this is a principled libertarian uprising by any stretch of the imagination, but yeah, I think that people are upset with their rulers.
They talk about in here that it was almost, they say it's almost like an afterthought. And that's what's scary about it, is that it's so trivial and casual. That, like, it's done so casually. Like, well, we're just going to make this decision that's going to affect all these people. And that we can just do that because, we can. And there are safety issues involved with it, of course. People do use cell phones for emergencies and things
that's
like
true.
That. But mostly it's the censorship issue of is what disturbs me the most. But you're right. I mean, as far as the unrest, the sense of unrest that's growing, there is I read a good article that I don't have right at my fingertips right now, though, that said that the riots will be here in America and that they'll be worse for a lot of reasons.
I wonder, is it going to be austerity measures? Because it doesn't seem like the government hasn't been willing to implement any kind of austerity measures except against going its own employees when it was, you know, dipping into their pension funds in order to pay off, you know, to push to kick the debt can down the road.
Do you not feel that we're just about to the limit of pushing back disaster?
It seems like
we're getting, you know, it's getting harder and harder to keep pushing it back because the measures they keep taking, you know, it might inspire the market a little bit for a little while. It's very temporary stopgap measures that in the long run make everything worse, without a doubt. Yep. And so it seems like we're going to get to the end of our rope at some point. It seems soon here.
There's an election coming up, and, you know, I mean, voting Democrat or voting Republican isn't going to fix it. So I think that people might be very, very outraged, you know, maybe before, maybe after. I don't know. I think a lot of people expected Obama to go in there and change things. They had hope that he would change something. And he certainly did do some changing, but largely, it's business as usual in Washington, D.C. Yeah, you know, they implemented some, you know, social welfare programs in the form of, you know, taking care of people from a medical standpoint or whatever is the claim, but it's just costs more money. It's just another essentially unfunded mandate, and it's going to
there's a recent big challenge
pockets.
Yeah, there's a recent challenge, a court challenge to there was an appeals court, right?
The appeals court ruled
you can't make people get
help. So it has to go to the Supreme Court, and it should be very interesting to see how the Supreme Court rules on this. I think it's a conservative Supreme Court right now by one vote, and so it'd be very interesting. Can the federal government
mandate
that people pay for health insurance? And if so, what does that what's that mean for the economy? Because it's going to destroy the economy. Because it's terrible for the economy. If not, what's that mean for people that want this so badly? Because the rest of the industrialized world has this. What are they going to do? It's really bizarre stuff. 855-450-FREE.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Dale.
Dale, you have your own radio show. Tell us about it real quick.
Prometheus Unchained. We talk about liberty issues and LGBT issues from a liberty perspective. It's flamingfreedom.com.
Also, who favors more freedom, liberals or conservatives? Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. Watch the video. It's a second from the bottom there. It's a great video. All these videos are good ways to educate yourself on the ideas of liberty and, you know, your friends, maybe on Facebook, share these videos. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. Let's go to Eric in Michigan. Eric.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You mentioned you mentioned partisan politics. Before that, you mentioned the suicide study in the military.
Yes.
I think if there was ever a monumentally amazing reason to bring all the troops home, it would be that. I mean,
what's the reason? The suicides?
The suicides, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, all the suicides. I mean, that's, you know, a tongue-in-cheek joke, because we all know these are, manufactured, fraudulent, as they say, kinetic humanitarian police, or peace actions. But they're all fraud. They're all manufactured. They're all based on false flag operations. And many of the...
What do you mean false flag operations? I mean, the Iraq war wasn't... I guess, you know, they claimed that...
They tried to tie it to 9/11.
That, which was really flimsy to begin with. Mass destruction. I mean, was that really a false flag? It's not like the Bush administration attempted to show a Scud missile with nuclear waste in it or something.
Well,
I think he's just giving an example. Oh, sorry.
Let me... Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I want to do that. Judy Wood, have you heard her name?
No.
Okay. She's a PhD physicist at Clemson, the author of Where Did the Twin Towers Go? Before I ever knew about her was this guy, Stan Monteith at Radio Liberty, who had interviewed a whole array of investigative journalists and people from the inside, as it were, whistleblowers, and 1,100 bodies were vaporized at Ground Zero. And according to Judy Wood, I forget the percentage, it was a huge, like 80, maybe 90% of the structural material of the Twin Towers is just vaporized. It's just gone.
Eric, when will 9/11, the occurrences on 9/11, not matter anymore?
Well, when they use that, as Paul Wolfowitz Did you guys ever hear of the New American Century, PNAC, People for the New American Century?
I've heard the term.
They probably still have a website, newamericancentury.org.
Yeah, I've heard of this, yeah.
I saw this right after, it was like spring of 2002. I still had satellite TV then.
Eric, when will, I guess I have this other question for you. Are you better than people in the Middle East?
Are we better than the
Are
people
you,
in the Middle East?
Are you better than people in the Middle East?
No.
Okay. Would you be willing to fight against people that occupied your land and were randomly slaughtering and subjugating your people?
Right. I agree with you. Absolutely. And
so isn't it possible that people actually did hijack Arab-type people actually did hijack airplanes on 9/11 and fly them in rather than,
a months-long operation
where thousands of operatives in the United States government or shadowy organizations that surround it planted thermite beneath the structures of at least three of the largest buildings in America?
History has a nasty habit of repeating itself. False flag operations go way back.
So do revolutions against overlords.
Let me just...
I don't have time for it. I've got a bunch of people. Thank you for the call.
Mostly it just bores me to tears anymore. They're hearing that over and over again, and no one's getting recruited.
It's 10 years.
No one's getting recruited by this anymore.
Okay, so the JFK thing was a conspiracy. Fine. What difference does it make in our life? You know, it's 40 years ago. Let it go.
Yeah.
Justin in West Virginia.
Okay, yeah. First of all, I'd like to apologize for calling in drunk the other night and comparing Ian to Winston Churchill. It was... yeah.
Now I got to hear that.
All right, go on. No apologies.
Secondly,
just move forward.
I'd like to apologize to my 11th grade AP Lit teacher for bringing him into the conversation and lying about a page I wrote on Thoreau. It was actually a 10-page paper on how transcendentalism, made him into the American literature icon he is today. But the reason I called was to ask you guys what you thought about the Republican hacks running against Barack Obama this year. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I'm really nervous.
The only Republican that
maybe
I can
drink a little
get behind, there's
calling.
Only two Republicans I can get behind. That would be Gary Johnson or Ron Paul. The rest of them, I can't even see going to the polls for.
Well, see, I love Ron Paul as a libertarian, but I don't think he's very electable.
He just tied more or less the Ames straw poll with Michelle Bachmann. You don't think that gives him some kind of credibility?
Well, we're running against a cutthroat administration here. I mean, they're going to use it.
I think it's less about the administration than the Republican.
The administration
machine.
Has failed for 4 years. Well, probably any Republican's going to win against him.
Well, yeah, I think if Ron Paul were able to actually get the nomination, he might have a decent chance. But I wonder if that's the hurdle.
Yeah, it's the nomination.
I mean, there's a machine in place.
It's the nomination.
The Republican Party is not that much to do with the voters. They're Republican. There's a machine in place, a political machine that picks these people. And I don't know. It still seems extremely unlikely to me. But I'm not the type to try and make these sort of political predictions. So.
Well, the only thing I'm worried about, the only hurdle he has, in my view, is not the independents, but it's the paranoid Republican voters that are worried about foreign relations and the way he's talked about Iran in the debates so far.
I think he's got a bigger problem. If he actually does get the nomination, he's got a bigger problem with quotes from 20 years ago. Justin, thanks for the call. Let's take John in Iowa. John?
Yeah, I'm almost in Nebraska, driving up I-80. And I want to talk about the monetary system and the money and how the caller talking earlier was totally wrong.
Quick. Okay.
But I'll be quick. But I have to answer quickly your question about what does it matter about 9/11 and Kennedy and all these other things. There's no statute of limitations on murder or the truth. And when the truth has finally come out, that's when it can end. The consequences.
Hasn't the truth come out about JFK, though?
Absolutely not.
It hasn't come out about JFK? Because, I mean,
absolutely
it didn't.
Wasn't Jacqueline
Onassis Kennedy just quoted recently as believing that Lyndon Johnson was involved? I mean, no one seems to care.
I, I know that nobody seems to care, but I do want to talk about the monetization.
But that's an issue, right? That nobody cares. That's a big issue.
Oh, it's an it's apathy of the American people. I mean, believe me, a lot of people do care. I mean, I care, and I know a lot of people that do care. Of course,
I think the ones that care, though, have already been reached. That's why it doesn't matter anymore. It's like the same with 9/11. The ones who care have been recruited. They're excited, or they're not excited. They're active about it, and then that's it.
I really want to talk about the money.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because as the one caller said, he's totally wrong. Money is, the main purpose of money is a unit of exchange, not extinguishing a debt, okay?
Okay.
If the debt is involved, then it involves extinguishing, but the main reason for money is exchange. So
okay.
In a barter system, exchange your labor, exchange commodities, anything like that. I totally believe we should have competing currencies, but again, gold and silver and all these other things are commodities. Be able to trade whatever you want to trade. But if you are, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie called The Secret of Oz by Bill Still.
I think I've heard the name.
Have you heard it?
I think so.
If you watch this movie, it's a very good movie. It's based on Frank L. Baum's book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Not the movie, but the book, which was, of course, before the movie.
The book was very revolved all around silver.
Yeah, exactly. It was all about railing against the monetary system. But the main point is this. And when people today, they rail about fiat money. Fiat money is just money by decree, and there's nothing wrong with fiat money. The problem we have is we have a debt-based money, which we don't even have money. If we actually paid off the debt, we'd have no money. People can't wrap their head around that.
And no competition in currency.
I'm going to disagree with you about there's no problem with fiat currency.
I'm going to have to let John go, and I'm not going to let you talk either. We're going to take Captain Ned. Captain Ned in Florida.
Hey, guys. Good show, Mark and Dale.
You got a minute.
Hey, that Eric, he was absolutely right that Dr. Judy Wood, the book she wrote about, it very much explains 9/11. Those buildings did. I mean, they were vaporized. That there's no material there left.
Well, see, you should let
me
talk.
Very interesting. Well, the guy who decides, what's that?
Go right ahead.
Okay. The scientist who came up with that, he was on the other side of Thomas Edison. This guy came up with alternating current. I can't think of his name. Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla.
Okay. Tesla. She maintains that it was Tesla technology that was used on those towers. Vehicles were cut in half.
Laser guns.
Exactly.
Captain Eric, thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
And Dale.
Thank you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.